Okay, we're here for a Roswell Voices interview with
Hal.
Great. Hal, could you tell us where and when you were born?
Well, I was born 1950 in Atlanta.
Okay.
And came home shortly thereafter.
And home then was Roswell?
Home then was in Roswell. It was actually at the intersection of a little duplex there. My parents lived in half of it, and their best friends lived in the other half. I think now it's a little restaurant called the
Okay. Have you always lived here or spent some time away?
Always lived here. My family, we're not exactly certain, but we think they moved to the area in either 1836 or 1837.
Ooh,
and that was
right
before Roswell was actually Roswell, but we've been here ever since. We've migrated about 3 miles.
Well, that's not far.
We're slow movers.
So you didn't quite get the crab apple, is that it?
Well, some of us did, but no, I grew up right there at the intersection of little intersection there where and that's about 6 houses down is where I grew up, and my grandparents lived on the corner, and my aunt and uncle lived 2 doors down from them, so that was my street corner.
Okay, but you did leave to go to university?
Well, I graduated from Roswell High School in 1968, then I left and went to Young Harris College for 2 years. I tell people I went there 3 years before my parents found out it was a 2-year school, but that's not exactly true. But and then I went to the University of Georgia, majored in entomology.
Okay. Off to see the world anywhere else, military service or?
Well, I spent 6 years in the reserve, so I did my basic training in the middle of winter at Fort Dix, New Jersey, and then I was at Aberdeen, Maryland Proving Grounds for 17 and a half weeks learning to be a mechanic.
Okay.
And I haven't worked on anything since I left there.
Okay. Now, you were telling us about your family history, that your family's been in the area for a long time. Now, both your father and mother are from Roswell?
Yes, actually, my mother was raised at Morgan Falls, which is right down Roswell Road, about halfway between here and Sandy Springs. My grandfather worked in the dam at Morgan Falls for Georgia Power, so she was actually raised in Morgan Falls, went to North Fulton High School. My dad was raised on that same street corner in Roswell and went to Milton High School. As a matter of fact, he walked to Milton High School from Roswell every day.
That's not short.
No, but that's about the only way they had to get around in those days. So.
Okay. And their parents were also local?
Well, my father's parents were, as I say, my father's side of the family moved really to this area in the early 1800s. And so my mother's family, my grandmother was from Jackson, Georgia, and my grandfather was from Hendersonville, North Carolina. He ended up, his brother went to work for Georgia Power and got my grandfather a job there in the early 1900s down at Lloyd Shoals Dam, that's on Jackson Lake. And my great uncle was there, my grandfather was, and then he eventually got on up at Morgan Falls. And so my mother's, they moved to Morgan Falls, and then he retired. And those grandparents lived in Roswell. So actually, both sets of my grandparents were alive until I was 24 years old, and they all lived right here. So I'm not too familiar with a lot of moving around and traveling long distances to see family, because they just all lived here.
Well, that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a little rare these days.
I think it is, but it's nice. My wife is from, actually native of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, but she was raised in New Orleans and moved here. Her father was transferred here when she was in about the 9th grade, and so she spent those years traveling back and forth, and her father was transferred around a few times. So they moved a good bit, and